Welcome to another episode of HeroCast, brought to you by the command of Wikimetru. That's wikimetruforums.co.cc. Today on our panel, we have Kenny Wee,
Dot Carbon,
and Tua Osserv.
Hi guys, and welcome to the HeroCast. Joining us today, we have Connor, also known as Dot Carbon, and Peter, also known as Tua Osserv. Hi guys, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Connor, you can start.
I am Dot Carbon, and I am the art mod for Wikimetru Forums.
Peter.
I am Tua Osserv on Wikimetru Forums, and right now my official rank is Handyman, and I'm also the leader for Wikipedia.
And I'm Kenny Wee. I am nothing on Wikimetru because these guys don't want to promote me to anything. And I am a sysop on HeroFactopedia. Okay, we're going to start with discussion about Hero Factory FM episode 4 and 5. I'm going to read to you guys the official description of the episodes and we can go from there.
Yes.
HeroFactory.com is offline.
Great. Well, we don't need it. Basically, the fourth podcast starred Gargantuan Smash as a former villain. Peter, shut up. Who is a former villain.
Episode 4 starred Gargantuan Smash, who is a former villain who is now working for Hero Factory. He, of course, likes poetry.
Yep, of course. Naturally.
I mean, why not?
What I like about the newer episodes is the inclusion of advertisements. Because in episode 4, you hear testimonial by two people about heroes coming and saving the school fair.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
I think it's kind of witty and really adds the realism.
And personally, I think these are a lot better than Greg Farshtey's old Bionicle podcast. They were really just Greg talking, and no offense to Greg, the content was amazing, but just hearing one person talk the whole time is boring.
That's right, yeah. I still usually just go to whoever's done the transcript to read it.
Exactly.
I don't even listen to it anymore.
No offense to Greg, but the sound quality here is a lot better. In the old podcast, there was this constant ringing sound in the background, and there was always his S's and certain letters were amplified to painful proportions.
Yeah.
In episode 5, nothing much happened.
I was not impressed with 5 at all.
There was some talking from
episode 5, it was previous heroes, and it was boring.
Yeah.
They really managed to
sneak in a stealth pun there.
Say that again?
They managed to sneak in a stealth pun there. The Fabulous Mr. Fox, which was a movie, and I think
that was
a book or something
movie.
Like that.
Did they?
Yeah, but they totally did say that. And there's no way it wasn't deliberate.
Okay.
I don't know. It was the Fabulous Five and something, like a Tenacious Mr. Fox or something.
No, I'm pretty sure I just listened to it like 30 seconds ago. And
I know Connor doesn't like Professor Nathaniel Zibb. Well, I do a lot. I
hate his accent.
I love his accent.
It is so obnoxious and annoying.
Kind of like...
I don't really like accents at all, but...
Kind of like your face, Denny.
Oh, come on. Okay, next topic. This is going along a lot faster than I thought.
Good.
Yeah, we should have taken like an extra 20 minutes on the podcast or something.
Shut up, Peter.
Okay, release of Hero Factory game.
Okay, the game, I was initially pretty impressed with it. Like, the game hero, it had good integration with the rest. But then I got to the first real level, and it was laggy. The controls are just awful.
The controls are made for little kids, okay? That's the reason why it uses the arrow key instead of WASD. Like,
it doesn't even use the arrow keys, though, does it?
It's point and click.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The whole problem, though, is just the lag. I could deal with the controls, but it's the lag.
I'm pretty sure this is the final build. This is not the final build. This is build
better now.
0.9 something. Let me check. Talk about
the
show.
Seriously, the lag just makes the whole thing unusable past the demo level.
Okay, put it this way. You guys have lag. I'm running a Vista system with a double AMD chip on a laptop.
I don't know, but my lag was like...
This
lag
is way worse than yours is.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
I click somewhere, 10 seconds later my hero shoots. 10 seconds later I die.
I would estimate it for me to be anywhere from 20 to 30 seconds till it responds. It'll be like I click several times trying to get it to register, and then all at once, it'll do all the movements, like 20 seconds later. But at least during the lag time, I seem to be impervious to damage. So
I guess that's a built-in safety, right? Because when VNOLG lagged, you weren't impervious to damage. I died so many times because I lagged out.
See, my lag wasn't like that at all. Mine was just, the frame rates would get super, super, super slow, and I just start.
My frame rates were about 1 FPS, so. Yeah, no. The one that we played before the official release was build 0.9.1. This build is 1.1.3, so LEGO still has not got their stuff together.
It has potential, but there is just so many weird glitches and bugs right now that it's just unusable.
What I will say is that the hero builder, that's fun.
That's pretty cool. I do wish it had more customization options beyond just the, you know, choosing chest.
Well, when you think about it, that's about all the heroes can customize. Helmet, chest piece, and weapon.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, they still could have added, like, more. Like, we're just limited to the six that come in sets, which is...
It's fine for most people, because they won't know about extra heroes and all that. But it's not fine for us obsessive fans, because we want more. We always want more.
Well, I'm sure that most people will just want to make a replica of the set or something, too, so it... probably isn't a huge thing on this list.
I know I made my Iron Man, as I promised myself.
I totally made mine Iron Man, too.
It's awesome.
I just made mine black and orange.
Yeah.
You are unimaginative, Peter.
Because both of you guys making Iron Man makes you so much more imaginative.
Indeed.
I said I was going to make Iron Man first, so Connor...
My Iron Man had... fire coming out of its hands.
My Iron Man had a speaker gun. Okay, where were we? We're supposed to be on the topic.
We don't need to be on the topic. So we were on the game. Is there anything else we need to discuss?
Yes, one thing. The enemies.
The enemy.
You know the first mission where you fight Meltdown?
I guess so.
Where you watch him. He was so horribly easy.
Oh, I didn't even get past the first level. I mean, I got like 10 seconds into the level past the demo level. And I just quit because I couldn't stand those.
Yeah, I
did manage to get through that level.
I put myself through it just to see how hard the bosses were. Because if you remember in VNOLG, the Paraka were horribly hard.
Really? I thought they were pretty easy.
Well, that's because you probably grinded for a month before you took on anyone.
No, I didn't. I tried to rush through it. I mean, they weren't super simple, but they weren't extremely hard.
I had a smile on my face when I killed Zaktan, because it took me 7 tries. I remember that.
I kind of feel like this whole Hero Factory thing is just Bionicle dumbed down for Nukehead.
Well, that's what... If you think about it, there was... Throwbots or Slicers that had no story. Then there were Robo Riders, which had a complex story that no one could understand. Then there was Bionicle, which had a simple story that progressed and matured over 10 years. So
and
this
which is I think so complex by the end.
Okay, you both spoke at the same time.
Yeah, it's really. I'm
hoping that they do have the storyline mature over time with Hero Factory, but I'm kind of skeptical that they're ever going
to
do it.
If it matures, but it doesn't mature to the extent Bionicle did, to the point where it became such a high barrier to entry that they couldn't bring any new customers in, which meant they made a loss because people kept on leaving, then that'd be the perfect line.
Yeah, the thing with Bionicle was, who's going to talk first?
Okay, who said what something was?
Okay, the thing is, though, is that Bionicle had such a new, fresh idea, and Hero Factory, it's honestly not that creative of an idea. It almost seems cliched, so I'm not sure... if they can really do as much with it as they could with Bionicle.
When you think about it, Bionicle wasn't exactly that original. It was they found powerful objects and defeat an evil villain who has minions.
Well, the premise wasn't...
Well, it was
the
a...
premise was,
Oh, God. Connor, go.
The premise wasn't necessarily original. But, I mean, as time progressed, it got more and more original. And the concept was still more original than... you know, hero robots, which I guess is pretty much all Bionicle was at the get-go, but it had more mystery and more depth than Hero Factory does in its first year than...
I'm waiting for Von Nebula to appear, because I think he might save it.
I'm skeptical. I think he's going to be a cliched bad guy.
if he's as awesome as Makuta was, then he's the Makuta of Hero Factory. He's going to be mysterious, ever-present, I hope. I hope he doesn't just get defeated at the end of the year. His backstory of being once a hero and getting betrayed by... He's delusional and getting... He thought he got betrayed by Preston Stormer. Built up a nice amount of tension between the two, so it's not just, I'm fighting you because you're good and I'm... Because I'm good and you're evil. It's a person.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, I think, you know, for a first-year hero. I mean, that's even more complex and gives more backstory than even the Makuta did in Battle for 2001.
He was literally just evil for the sake of being evil.
But eventually he progressed to becoming, you know, mind of a giant robot fighting another giant robot over a planet which was split in three while little people around fought for golden armor. And eventually he exploded and got boom headshotted by another piece of a planet, and they all lived happily ever after.
Yeah, by this year, if you hadn't been following Bionicle the entire time, you'd have no idea what was going on.
It would be awesome, though, because you'd be seeing giant robots fight in comics.
I tried to explain it to my cousin, who had been off Bionicle since 2003, and I found that I could not explain it myself. It was just too complex.
To be honest, about 2003 probably was the cutoff, maybe 2005, because, I mean, there's just so many elements and so much vocabulary in the Bionicle universe that...
I remember when I was a kid, I used to study by matching words to Bionicle names, which made it a lot easier for me to remember, because I basically remembered every name down to the names of the Krana, which was scary.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can easily memorize, you know, hundreds of Bionicle names, but I have so much trouble remembering the date that whatever war started on.
It's because we're interested in Bionicle and not when, you know, some guy decided that he didn't like some other guy and killed everyone for it.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the thing.
I found it really easy to memorize, like, the Bionicle character names, but I never even tried to memorize the Krana or the Krata names, just because
the commander. XA is the commander, ZA is the squad leader. I could go on.
I didn't even try to memorize that.
Krana Vu, Krana Fight, Krana Cha, CA, Krana of Shielding. Okay, no, stop. Hero Factopedia, that's our next topic.
You guys should probably start editing, because we really need members.
Yeah, I mean, our active team is me, Manasti, Servihi, I don't know how to say your name, sir, because you're our newest admin, Toa Takanuva, and a bunch of other guys. Not much,
you're really making a convincing point here.
Okay,
Danny.
Put it this way. If you don't edit Hero Factopedia, Biosector 01 and their people are going to jump on it, get their own Hero Factory wiki, have a giant user base, and kill it the same way Biosector 01 almost killed Bioniclepedia. No offense, Peter, but it's true.
Well, the thing about
Bioniclepedia still exists is because I showed up in 2006 and decided I was going to make it better than Biosector 01, which I never really got around to.
But we need to fix that, because Biosector 01 has a giant monopoly on the wiki fan base. And no offense to Swirt or any of the other guys who work on Biosector 01, you guys are awesome, and you have ninjas coming to my house. We need to be able to have Wiki Metro as a group needs to be able to have monopoly on at least one of the lines, and that's gonna be Hero Factory if we work on Hero Factopedia, because they haven't started.
The thing about BS01 is that it can advertise to BZP, which has hundreds of thousands of members, while we can only have
60,000.
Okay, well, tens of thousands of members, regardless.
As compared to the R25.
More people than Wikimetru has.
They have, like, four times the members of us completely, like, online at a time.
Biggest number of people online for us is 28. Their biggest number of people on... Yeah, ours is 28. Theirs is 1,000 plus.
19. That's cool. We beat our record.
Yeah, 28 on July 30th.
See, right now, Wikimetru has...
Me, Mario Galaxy,
Servihi,
and Luke. Four.
Let's see.
Even right now, BZP has 266 users active, 111 members. So, I mean, you're so far ahead of us, it's not even
it
funny.
Became
Connor,
what is it?
Your mic is
going
up.
Seems
okay to me.
I seem okay to me.
Okay, go. I'm sorry.
I think the whole point here was BZ Power has 268 people on right now, and Wikimetro has 6, so BSO1 is at an advantage.
But the problem is that Swart himself has said that they're not exactly going to move on to Bionicle, Hero Factory, because they are a Bionicle wiki, and that's where their fan base lies.
So, I guess...
We need some awesome logos and graphics like Kanohi Journal does, though, because that is just... That's sleek.
Well, that's because they have an art team.
Well, I mean, it's not that hard to do. It's just, it's really clean fonts, well-thought-out colors, well-thought-out composition. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to replicate. It's just a matter of...
Having artistic talent, which I lack horribly. Have you seen the front page of the wiki? It's
Absolutely.
Just gray and orange boxes. That's all.
Oh. Yeah, I'm seeing that right now. Oh.
Show you my artistic talent. That's probably
you get none of my artistic talent.
You're an art mod, shut up. Actually, Connor, could you design stuff for us?
Yes.
We have a new section called General Discussion. Our topic for this month is, will Hero Factory ever stand up to Bionicle's legacy? And how successful are the fans in continuing the Bionicle legacy? Okay, we'll tackle the first one first. Will Hero Factory ever stand up to Bionicle's legacy? If so, why? And if not, why not?
I don't think so at this point, to be honest.
I'm going to say it's too early to tell.
I don't think so, just because the storyline is so much more simplistic, and that's pretty much it.
They kind of do a lot of pandering to the 8-year-olds, and I think it has a chance, though.
I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to be optimistic.
We're a couple months in.
Hi.
So,
I'm going to be optimistic and say that they're going to do the same thing as Bionicle did, which was have a simple story in the beginning, generate a dedicated fan base of young children, and as the kids grow up, so does the storyline.
Well, I'm hoping that's what they do, but I don't think they're going to end up doing that.
Put it this way. If you got Bionicle when you were 8, in 2001, that was you got Tahu and you were amazed by him and you stuck to it for the rest of the time. In 2010, 9 years later, how old are you?
17.
Exactly. So the storyline will mature as you do, because an 8-year-old will not be able to understand two robots fighting over a planet, but a 17-year-old will be able to.
Well, I mean, I get that, but they need to start off strong, and they're just really not doing that in terms of story.
Well, we haven't exactly seen a lot of story. The only story we've actually seen is the comic.
The comic, really.
And the
podcast
comic,
that really count.
The comic is,
that's,
the comic wasn't that bad, was it?
That's true enough, but I mean, it's not nearly as strong of a starting point as Bionicle had.
Well, that's because it started in the shadow of Bionicle. I mean, earlier this year, what we had was the stars, and during summer, we get Hero Factory.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to see what Hero Factory is going to do next year, and then once we see kind of where they're going, then I'll be more willing to make a judgment on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to reserve final judgment until next year, or maybe a couple years down the line, just because it's early to tell, but at this point, I'm just not seeing it.
I'm going to be optimistic and say it will live up to Bionicle's legacy, but it will never be able to shed its roots in the downfall of Bionicle.
Sure. All right.
Okay, our next topic is fans continuing the Bionicle legacy. I know that we have Bionicle Next Gen, the movie project from BZPower.com. One of their members
has... movie project?
Yeah, it's a 3D art movie project.
They're going to do, like, the whole story as a movie or something like that.
Link.
One of their members has come on to
WikiMetro
to advertise and, you know, just get us familiar with the project.
I'm really, really skeptical that they're going to finish, though, just because... Last time there was a movie project on PCP that was 3D, it failed utterly. He is now 4 years late, and I'm kind of mad because I actually wanted to watch it.
If you kept up with BZP... If anyone remembers Fayuri and his cardiac arrest. It was a movie epic. It was meant to be a sarcastic take on the 2008 story. I looked at the script because I was going to play Solek in the voice acting, and it was actually pretty good. It was quite funny, and it had depth to it. It wasn't even 3D, and it didn't come to fruition because, you know, it was basically stop motion and a bit of 2D art. Never came.
Uh-huh. Speaking of stop motion, that is so annoying.
I guess it's really easy to talk about a great project and make big plans for it, but then once you start, it's like, what were we doing this for again?
Okay, I'm going to bring up a picture of some work by one of their 3D artists, Holly 1994, for Gakuro Final.
1994, totally the year I was born.
That's pretty good, I guess, but I think it pales in comparison to what the Quest of the Toa project was looking like. Do either of you remember that?
I do. Kind of do, but I remember that.
Okay, hang on.
I forgot what it looked like.
He even has test samples and stuff, and they look really amazing. And, oh, shoot.
I'm going to bring up some other links. A link to Tahu, their model for Tahu. And no offense to the guys, but I really don't understand why, you know, Tahu's mask holder thing is on his arm.
Okay, as it turns out, it seems like every single or every reference to Quest of the Toa has been removed. The site is down. There's no more brickshelf thing, so I'm not sure what's going on there.
Well, that would make sense because, you know, if you had a giant project and then you utterly and completely failed, you're not going to keep it online. It's just going to be embarrassing.
I don't know. He was still working on it as of last year, I thought.
Yeah, but come on. If you're 4 years late, people are either going to forget it, move on to the next project, or just going to flame you. This project has more hope of seeing completion.
Because it has a wider...
It has a team. If you look at the Tahu picture, I'm looking at it now, and...
So am I.
The model is alright. The model is pretty good, but...
Yeah?
It just doesn't seem right. I'm not sure. It's like, Tahu's body is too long, and...
Is that wide enough?
And, yeah, it's not wide enough, and, you know, that thing he uses to hold his mask?
Yeah.
That's still there, which kind of bugs me. If you're going to have hands, if you're going to have the mask holders, have the mask holders... And the heart light is on his throat.
It's kind of below his throat. I don't know. It looks okay to me.
And I'm just extremely worried. If you look at the textures, it's not exactly, you know, it's all right, but it's just too shiny. It doesn't look like he's been in battle. It doesn't look like how Tahu should have looked, like he just came out of a volcano or just stepped out from lava surfing on fire.
Yeah, well, yeah. If they can actually get through even like 1 year of the story,
I'll be impressed. You know, I will have more faith.
Have it fully animated and voice acted. Then yeah, I don't really care what it'll look like, how the script is, how the voice acting is, how professional they sound. Because if they can do that, it means they're pretty dedicated, and I'll be impressed no matter what.
If their voice acting and their microphones are horrible, it will ruin it. If you can hear static behind, it just ruins the suspension of disbelief. It doesn't make you feel as though these are actual biomechanical creatures doing their thing. It makes it look like this is a production, there are voice actors behind it, and that's not good.
I guess, yeah.
If you look at Mask of Light, if you remember Takua and Jaller?
Yeah.
Their voice acting completely ruined it for me, because no offense to the guys who did it, but it did not sound in character. It did not sound like Takua and Jaller, what they would have sounded like to me. But in Legends of Metronui, it worked, because that was how I expected them to sound. Yeah, one other thing is that if you look at the Gakuro picture, Hahui in the bottom, she doesn't have hands, but Tahu does.
Oh. Well, the thing with that one is that, I don't know if it's just me, but she looks, like, way too small there.
Yes, and the textures on Gakuro and the model quality, the textures just look unrealistic. I like the reflections, but the textures are just shiny. They don't look natural at all. And
the shoreline doesn't look exactly natural.
and the models themselves are very blocky and not the natural feel you got in MNOLG 2, which was, it was made out of bamboo. It was quite pretty, actually.
Yeah.
Like, the leaves in the foreground, those just look like triangles, which is, bad.
Yeah, well, this is the early version of it, right?
No, it's not. It says Gakuro Fin 10, Final 10. This is the final thing.
Oh, well.
It'll
be okay, maybe.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what kind of rigs they're using, and if their animation is going to be good enough. Because, I'm not sure if this is related, but if you search up on YouTube, TF2 dance video for a game called TF2. It's these characters from TF2. They're varied characters, they're mercenaries, but they're dancing. There's the spy, who is a Frenchman, dancing like Michael Jackson. I'll bring up a link now. And
I will watch it later.
It's just amazing the way that, how smooth the animation is. And if they can't at least come halfway to this quality, it's not going to work, because it looks realistic. It looks as though that's how it's meant. That's how they're meant. It's meant to work. But if it's going to be like some of the other animations, just if I'm waving to you, it's just me lifting my hand. It's not going to work that well, is it? Yeah,
I guess not. But my whole thing with this is that while we can critique it and take it apart as much as we want, but it's
until we see the final product, yeah.
It's a fan project with, like, no budget at all being done by volunteers, so it's pretty impressive considering that.
Yeah, I commend them. I'm not saying it's bad, I'm just saying there's a lot of people resting, there's a lot of people waiting, and there's a lot of people anxious for this. A lot of people are counting on these guys to produce what they call the final fling for Bionicle, what will make people interested in Bionicle, and hopefully in a few years' time that will show LEGO that people still are interested in this line and people, and maybe put it back in production. That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah,
but if they don't do it as well as they can, it's not gonna work. Okay, Peter, put headphones
yes.
on. Put headphones
on. I am using headphones.
That's the kind of animation you need. It's smooth. It has character. Animation is the stuff that gives a character. It's not how he looks, because that you know how he looks. It's not how he sounds. It's the animation. It's the way he moves, the walk he has, the way he points at people. That's what gives character.
Right.
So, I haven't even heard of an animator for this project. I'm not sure if they have one. I'm not sure what programs they're using, so I'm just really skeptical as of now.
Yeah, well, we'll see, I guess.
Okay. So, well, do we have anything else to talk about? Okay, so now we're going to be talking about the recently revealed Hero Factory TV series.
Yes, that's
there's a TV series.
Yes, there's a TV series. If you go to HeroFactory.com.
Oh, really? Did they talk about it in there now?
There's, you know, if you have a Hero Factory set, like my Crescent Stormer, if you look at the instruction manual, on the first page it has a picture of all six heroes and a URL. You have to go to link CrescentStormer.aspx. Here we go. So all these
O.aspx.
All of these files. All of these confidential folders have a little excerpt from Mr. Makihiro's private notebook about the hero in question. They also have a game code which gives you cheats. They're cheats for the Hero Factory Von Nebula game. And you can download a poster. And the posters are the ones that are most interesting, because these show 3D renderings of the heroes in question. But not from any other source we've seen. These look like what they have in Bionicle The Legend Reborn.
Are they high res?
Very high res.
They're very high res.
I'm going to download those, though, then, because, oh, it's a PDF. I hate PDFs.
Yes, but it's really quick.
Wow. Those are cool. Whoa.
Now,
these, yeah.
Preston Stormer looks like he's made of plastic, not metal.
Well,
maybe he is.
Maybe so, all the robots are made of plastic.
Well, technically they are all made of plastic.
Fireproof plastic.
But actually, if you look at the Hero Cores, those are weird.
I'm Hero Cores. Trying to open.
The big H's in the middle.
That's what we're talking. Yeah.
And Hero Fact, Preston Stormer's jaw goes above his head.
Oh my god.
We had
Whoa.
So much fun.
Whoa.
Cause, you know, they have to show the mouths for them to be able to speak. Like, it's
like
the Legend Report.
I always thought that was his mouth.
That is his mouth.
Yeah.
Well, his mouth is
like
over his
some
head.
Kind of mouth guard.
It's
gotta be a mouth guard of some sort.
I mean, I always assumed that was.
Your lower jaw just doesn't flip over the back of your head. It just doesn't work that way.
It looks like a pair of headphones.
I thought it looked like a headband.
Wait,
it's flipped down, it looks like he just has a big underbite. As we discussed.
Yeah. One you have to look at is Jimmy Stringer.
Okay, Jimmy Stringer.
Ooh, download poster. Oh, whoa. I am impressed by Jimmy Stringer's rendering.
Renderings of Jimmy Stringer. Now, if you look at the bottom, he looks a lot more battle scarred than in the top. So basically, these are gonna be, there's gonna be 5 or 6 episodes, I need to check. 5 or 6 episodes that are going to
I'll tell you right now.
What?
There are 4.
4 episodes.
So we know the name of the first two.
Trial of Furno, Inferno's something.
Way to Glory. It's Furno's First Test. Trial of Furno is the comic. Furno's First Test and Furno's Way to Glory. And then there's 2 more that haven't been named. Also, a certain source that I can't verify tells me that they will be premiering at, like, 12 a.m. EST. So,
12 a.m. Yeah,
way to show a lot of confidence.
No, not 12 a.m. It can't be 12 a.m. If Lego is relying on these to be the main story of the year, they're not going to premiere it at a time where all kids are sleeping. It's like trying to sell beer at 12 in the afternoon. It doesn't work.
Well, in California, it'll only be 9 p.m., so.
What about the millions of kids on the East Coast, Peter?
No one cares about that.
They don't matter. No, man. They can stay up late like me. I mean, I'm on the East Coast and it's 40 minutes
but
to midnight here, so.
I agree with Kenny.
It's 40 minutes to lunchtime here.
That's pretty cool. We're exactly 12 hours apart. Are you on summertime or whatever?
Me? I don't. It's always summer here. It's just hot and wet. That's all that happens.
I mean, do you have the whole hour that goes forward?
No, because we're on the equator.
Okay, just making sure.
It's
that
just
means we'll only be
hot and wet and hot and wet. And if it's not hot, it's wet. If it's not wet, it's hot. And sometimes it's both.
That's what she said.
It's hot. God, come on. So much off topic. Well, does this mean that there are going to be 4 Hero Factory comics? Because, you know, Furno's Way to Furno's Path to Glory, Furno's First Test.
Yeah.
That sounds remarkably like Trial of Furno. I can see it being the same thing.
Could be.
And
or
there are
alternatively.
No. Yes.
I don't know. And yeah, we berated that comic pretty badly last time.
Yeah.
For the art, Furno looking like a bird.
And you know, I listened to PZ Power's podcast, and they were a lot nicer than we were.
That's because they have an audience that is, you know, made of people younger than our audience generally. And
well,
people who are more optimistic in general. We're like
the depressed bunch. We're the unhappy.
Yeah, well, we're not as bad. We're not like a sea of trolls yet, but I could see us heading there.
We have
a topic.
We have a topic called trolling is art on the forums. And that has turned into just giant troll fest.
Trolls are people too.
Okay, so that's about it.
Kenny, you're really far away.
That's about it.
Alright, I'm on my back now.
Why are you on your back?
I tipped over in this chair.
Can't you just put it back up?
Well, that would involve actually getting up.
You lazy child. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Peter's not a child. He's a teenager.
Exactly. Okay, I flip myself back right side up.
Is there anything else we want to talk about? Anything?
Your mom.
Your mother.
I don't think there's anything left.
Okay, that has been the shortest episode of Hero Factory. Not Hero Factory. Hero.
The shortest of two.
Still a whole 54 minutes long.
Okay, well, let me do it. Oh, okay, guys, thanks. That's been another episode of HeroCast. Please do join us at wikimetroforums.co.cc for some healthy discussion and debate. Also, you can visit us on our automatic sites, subscribe to our RSS feeds, iTunes, you know, just everything. We have a topic on HeroCast, on wikimetroforums. You can join us there. And do email us with all your questions, queries, and concerns about Hero Factory at wmherocast@gmail.com. That's wmherocast@gmail.com. But if you want to email us at mail@herocast.co.cc, that will also work in a couple of days. It doesn't work now, but by the time you hear this, it should work. I hope. Yes, okay, thanks guys, and thanks for listening. And to every 197, all the 197 people that have downloaded our previous episodes, I love every single one of you.
I think I was one of them.
Yeah, it's just Peter going around in a jet across the world, F5, every time he goes to a different country, he just downloads it again.
Exactly.
Okay.
Potato chips.
Okay, one more thing. Thanks guys, and good night.
Good night.
Oh wait, any shout-outs?
That's been another episode of HeroCast, brought to you by the command of WikiMetro. That's WikiMetroForums.co.cc. Please come again next time for our next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and rate us on iTunes. Till next time, this is Kenny Wee, signing off. Goodbye.
Listening to this, you should text me or something. I'm probably bored. Bye.